This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Maharashtra-Jharkhand Legislative Assembly elections and by-elections in various states. The participants are K.V. Prasad and Aditi Tandon, political analysts. The moderator is Nishit Kumar.
Hello and welcome to this special edition of Spotlight, in which today we are discussing the election results of the Assembly of Maharashtra and Jharkhand. Before we proceed any further, let us take a look at the latest as of now. The Bharatiya Janata Party-led Mahayuti Alliance has swept the Maharashtra Assembly elections with an impressive mandate, while the Jharkhand Mukti Morcha-led Indy Bloc has retained power in Jharkhand. In Maharashtra, out of a total of 288 seats so far, the BJP has bagged 125 seats and is leading on 7, while the Eknath Shinde-led Shiv Sena has won 55, while it is ahead on 2. Ajit Pawar-led NCP has secured 40 and is leading on 1 seat. Congress has won 13 and is leading in 3 seats, while the NCP Sharad Pawar group has bagged 10. Shiv Sena Uddhav Thackeray group has secured 20 seats and the others have won 9 and are leading in 1. The Mahayuti coalition comprises of the BJP, Shiv Sena and the Nationalist Congress Party. Among the prominent candidates who have won include the Maharashtra Chief Minister and Shiv Sena leader Eknath Shinde, Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister and BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis, Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister and NCP leader Ajit Pawar, BJP's Rahul Narvekar, Nitesh Narayan Rane, Manisha Chaudhary, Dr. Vijay Kumar and Atul Bhatkhalkar, and Shiv Sena's Uday Samant, Rajesh Vinayak Shir Sagar and Rajendra Gavit. Aditya Thackeray of the Shiv Sena UBT has also registered victory. Among the prominent candidates who lost the elections include Congress leader and former Maharashtra Chief Minister Prithviraj Chavan, Congress leader Balasaheb Thorat, Nawab Malik of the NCP, Shiv Sena's Milind Devra, Kedar Dighe of the Shiv Sena Uddhav Thackeray group. And amongst the prominent candidates who are trailing include Maharashtra Congress President Nana Patole, NCP's Zeeshan Siddiqui, Shiv Sena's Shaina NC and Amit Thackeray of Maharashtra Nav Nirman Sena. And talking of Jharkhand, in Jharkhand, out of a total of 81 seats, the ruling JMM has been victorious in 34 seats, while the Congress won 16 seats. The RJD bagged 4 seats, BJP got 21 seats and others have won 6. The Indy Alliance bloc comprises of the Jharkhand Mukti Morcha, the Congress, Rashtriya Janata Dal and Communist Party of India, Marxist-Leninist. The prominent winning candidates include Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM leader and Jharkhand Chief Minister Hemant Soren, JMM's Basant Soren, Chief Minister's wife, and JMM candidate Kalpana Soren and former Chief Minister and BJP candidate Champai Soren and Jharkhand BJP Chief Babulal Marandi. Among the prominent candidates who lost the elections include AJSU President Sudesh Mehto. All 288 assembly seats went to polls in Maharashtra on the 20th of this month, while in Jharkhand, polling was held in two phases on the 13th and the 20th of this month for 81 seats. Mr. Prasad, beginning with you, of course, now that the picture has become almost clear in Maharashtra as well as Jharkhand. Now, next, what we just a while back, the Prime Minister was there at the BJP headquarters addressing the supporters and party workers. And of course, the BJP has made a stunning kind of a victory in Maharashtra, but that was not the case so far as Jharkhand is concerned. In the meanwhile, we'll come back to you. We are joined in by our correspondent from Ranchi, Shilpi. Shilpi, tell us more about the situation over there and how do you see the results over there and where are you at the moment?
I'm currently out of the counting center at Ranchi. And we just attended a press conference which was called by the Chief Minister Hemant Soren, who was elated on the victory of JMM and INDIA bloc. So they have secured more than 51 seats in this election. So they're going to form the government again, consecutively. And this is for the first time in the history of Jharkhand, as you can say, after formation of the state, that the same government is going to repeat its term again. The same alliance, actually. So they are very much related, and there's a lot of celebrations at the JMN party office. And actually, the in the coalition government, I mean, all the representatives have also called for a meeting tomorrow. They'll be having a meeting for over the formation, government formation, and how they'll be proceeding and giving their representation to the governor. So this is all has to be chalked out. And apart from that, BJP has 121 seats in Jharkhand. There's not much to discuss about the win and loss, because they have lost almost 4 seats from the previous year assembly result. So, but the, some of the traditional seats of BJP, they have been won, like all the 4 seats of under Hazaribagh district, all 4 assembly seats, they have been won by BJP.
Right.
So that's like a very good sign, because they have retained all the seats. They've also come up in Dhanbad. Seats have come in Dhanbad district. And then they have also won one of the seats in the area of
Right.
Something which BJP workers need to rethink again, I think, is that they, why have they lost those 4 seats?
All right.
Apart from that, we talk about RJD, Rashtriya Janata Dal. They have come up with
All right, Shilpi. Thank you so very much for your inputs. Mr. Prasad, coming back to you, of course, we were discussing earlier about the BJP kind of making the clean sweep. This was unprecedented, almost 133 or so for the BJP alone in Maharashtra. That's almost just 12 seats away from majority of 244, I guess. This time, the BJP has emerged stronger than ever in the recent memory, if we may say so. How do you see now the politics kind of churning out from this victory, now that Devendra Fadnavis, as we saw earlier in the day, holding a press conference along with, of course, Eknath Shinde and Ajit Pawar? Whom do you see as the chief ministerial candidate as of now?
Well, I think, logically speaking, the BJP as the single largest party has a rightful stake. But then we don't know what exactly happened, because the elections were fought as a Mahayuti, which is a coalition partners. If there was any pre-poll arrangement, we are not in the know of it. But certainly, they went to the elections under the Chief Minister Shinde. So this makes the situation slightly complicated, if I were to use that word. But then, in an alliance where you have such a huge mandate in favor of BJP, as you pointed out, 145 is the simple majority.
Magic mark, yes.
And they are almost at 132.
Almost there, yes.
So it's kind of, you have to kind of accept it. But then I said, this is a coalition era, so one needs to wait and watch how it goes from where we are.
All right. Aditi, coming to Jharkhand now, BJP played their cards really well in Maharashtra. So far as Jharkhand is concerned, what could have gone wrong with them there?
See, Jharkhand, I think more than what the BJP may have got wrong, I think the victory of JMM shows that Hemant Soren got a lot of things right. He, from the beginning, played the victim card. You know, the BJP's principal poll plank in Jharkhand was alleged illegal infiltration.
Infiltration, yes.
And Hemant Soren was successful in offsetting that narrative by continuously saying that I am the, you know, son of the soil, and I am being targeted and victimized, and I am being vilified. There is this defamation campaign against me. The entire machinery of the government is against me, because you see, he had just returned as chief minister just a while ago after removing Champai Soren, and he was in jail on ED charges of corruption. So I think this whole sympathy factor, the fact that, you know, he is the son of the man who led the movement for, you know, the creation of Jharkhand.
Absolutely.
And he was able to hold his ground. I think more than the loss of BJP, it is Hemant Soren's win. Because even within the India alliance, it is Hemant Soren who's pulling the weight of the other partners. As you just said in your reference earlier, that the Congress has won only about 12 seats, and the JMM alone has won 34 seats. And they are well beyond the comfortable majority in the 81-member Jharkhand Assembly. So it is really Hemant Soren's win.
So is it almost a foregone conclusion now that Hemant Soren will be there first on the CM's chair?
Undoubtedly.
As of now.
Undoubtedly.
There's no doubt about that.
No.
All right. Mr. Prasad, now we talk of Jharkhand. Aditi has just mentioned about that the BJP actually was playing on the plank of that infiltration. We saw Hemant Biswa Sarma coming out of Assam. He was pitched for kind of, he brought up the issue, you know, quite in a prominent way. Has that backfired actually a bit?
Well, I don't know the backfire. The question is the narrative that the BJP and this leadership was trying to build was simply did not... The people of Jharkhand were probably aware of what was happening.
Right.
So I think that's where it was. So
okay. Mr. Prasad, we'll come back to you. In the meanwhile, we are joined from our Mumbai correspondent, Prarthna. Prarthna, welcome. Now tell us, as of now, what's the happening over there and what's the mood?
Yes, Nishit. Of course, BJP celebrations have already begun here at the BJP headquarters. The entire day, people were celebrating. And coming to the win, today's Mahayuti's victory in Maharashtra Legislative Assembly is a resounding reversal here from the recent Lok Sabha elections. And the figures that we see is it's a comfortable victory for the ruling Mahayuti, and it's a near majority mark for the BJP. And as far as the government formation is concerned, Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis and others, they said that the constituent of the Mahayuti will hold a respective legislative party meetings, and then they'll announce the new chief minister's name in the state. And mostly we will see the oath-taking ceremony mostly will be happening here on Monday. Speaking about the results, the reactions, if we speak about Eknath Shinde and Devendra Fadnavis, both of them said that it is a reward for the work that they have done, the Mahayuti government development work that they have done in last 2.5 years. People have rewarded them for that. On the other hand, if we speak about the reactions that Shiv Sena gave, Shiv Sena UBT gave and Congress gave, both of them have said that these results are incomprehensible. They are a little, what you call this, this was not expected. It's totally unexpected, as they have said. If we talk about the prominent leaders who won, so all prominent leaders of the Mahayuti, including Eknath Shinde, Devendra Fadnavis, Ashish Shelar, Rahul Narvekar, Ajit Pawar, they have all won or are leading against their nearest rivals by a huge margin. One of the other wins that we talk about from the Mahavikas Aghadi side, Aditya Thackeray, he has won
from
the
Worldly, yes.
Yes, against who is this time testing on a Shiv Sena ticket.
Right. Thank you so very much, Prarthna, for your valuable inputs. Now, coming back to you, Mr. Prasad, in Jharkhand, if we see the performance of RJD, this has really been humongous, you know, 4 seats up 3 from the last time. This has also been kind of a factor so far as Jharkhand is concerned.
Yeah, but they're part of the, you know, the larger alliance that the Congress and the Jharkhand, everybody is building. And remember, this is a testing ground because next elections probably is coming up after Delhi is Bihar, which is a neighboring state. And RJD has very major stakes in Bihar, where again, it's a coalition arrangement with Congress and others. So I think that's a precursor to what we see today in Jharkhand, because once it was an undivided Bihar. So that's where it looks at.
Absolutely. And it will be very interesting to see, because Bihar Assembly elections are also due next year, although it's almost a year from now on.
October,
but still,
roughly,
it would have some bearing if it goes like that in the next 12 months. So in the meantime, we have just news in wherein the Nanded parliamentary constituency has been won by the Congress candidate over there. So another Congress victory from Nanded in Maharashtra. And apart from that, of course, we know that Priyanka Gandhi Vadra has won big from Wayanad, 4+ lakh of a margin. That's quite something.
Yep, of course. And I think the Congress tally will be back to 99 in Lok Sabha.
99 as it was. But still, you know, this is kind of it's a bigger margin than the earlier person, Rahul Gandhi, who won from that place.
I think the Congress did concentrate a lot to ensure that the victory margin in case of Priyanka Gandhi was greater.
Yes, Mr. Prasad will be back in a short while from all of us here. It's goodbye.
You were listening to a discussion on Maharashtra-Jharkhand Legislative Assembly elections and by-elections in various states. The participants were K.V. Prasad and Aditi Tandon, political analyst. The moderator was Nishit Kumar. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.